Hey, dude, are you busy right now? Well, I'm going through something right now, and I really need someone to talk to. But if you're busy, I understand. Maybe we can talk later or something. This was kind of dumb. You know what? Never mind, never mind. Sorry for bothering you. No, I'm okay. I'm all right. Really, if you're busy, don't worry about it. We can talk again another time. Are you sure? All right. Well, I just came back from a date, right? I used that dating app that we found a couple weeks ago, and I finally mustered up the courage to use it and talk to somebody, and it seemed like we were really hitting it off. But I went on the date, and he seemed so uninterested in anything else but, going to bed with me. And that's really, really discouraging. People are using this stuff just to pick up others and not actually looking for a meaningful, committed relationship. I don't understand. Why would you want to be with so many random people when you can have one person that's dedicated to you for the rest of your life? I'm looking for dedication. I'm looking to dedicate my life to somebody, but nobody's taking the offer. I don't know what to do. I know you told me those dating apps typically are a bad idea, but I've just been, I guess, becoming more and more desperate to find someone that would actually like me. I don't go out much. I don't get much social interaction other than online. And I feel like I'm at that point where there's never gonna be anyone that actually likes me. You like me? Well, of course you like me. You're my friend. If you didn't like me, we wouldn't even be roommates. But you know what I mean. A different type of like, something more, closer to love. And I really, really wish for that more than anything else at this moment. I wish to hold hands with someone, hug someone, grow old with them, show them a type of love that I won't show anybody else in the whole world. I just want to be loved. It probably doesn't help that I'm a bit touch-starved too. I don't know what to do. We're roughly in the same boat, right? How do you deal with this feeling? I hate it so much. I'm starting to think that soulmates and true love just don't exist. You're just waiting for your crush to notice you? I was in the same boat a while ago, too. And still kind of am. I was crushing on a friend a while ago, and I was so afraid to initiate actually anything romantic in the slightest because I didn't want to ruin our friendship. But I still crush on him to this very day, and I'm trying to look for other people to possibly get my mind off of him, but it's really difficult. And maybe that's why I'm a bit sad. Because the person I really want to be with, I'm afraid to tell. You're in the same boat? Then we can be cowards together. How did we become this way? You know what? I feel so low that I'm not really afraid to say it anymore. I don't care what the consequences. How do you feel? Then how about this? On the count of three, we admit who we like. It is somebody that I know, right? Yeah, then on the count of three, all right? One, two, three. You. What did you say? You like me? Well, I like you. I've liked you since the first day we've met. Oh, Oh no. I'm sorry. I want to tear up. Oh no. I'm shocked. I'm happy. I'm anxious. Oh no. Why didn't you say anything? Right. Yeah, we're both cowards. Look, I was going to admit to you and then assume you're going to say someone else's name and, you would help me get out of this mindset of crushing on you. But now that went extremely unexpected. Oh, I like you a lot too. I like you so much. Do I even say love? I don't want to scare you or anything. I don't know how relationships work. I don't know how admitting my feelings to someone works, This is really new to me. I'm so happy. Yeah, I need a hug. Thank you. Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, you're tearing up too. Oh, don't tear up. I'm the crybaby, not you. Oh, how many years has it been? Like 5? Yeah, this is long overdue, isn't it? Gosh, I wonder how you were feeling when I was trying to go on dates with others. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel bad. Oh, I bet it wasn't okay. Don't lie to me. You're just saying that, aren't you? Yeah, I know. I wouldn't like it either. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna delete that dating app immediately. Account too, all of it, every single last one I ever used. So happy. This has been torturing my heart for so long. When we'd have movie nights, when we'd hang out just the two of us, really anything having us really in close contact. It was a struggle for so long. There are so many times where I just wanted to reach out towards you, grab your face, and just smash our lips together. There was times where we'd walk side to side and our hands would touch, and I was like, please just grab my hand. Just grab it and don't let go. There was times when I was just so sad and crying, and you'd hug me, and I would just never want you to let go. Like right now, I'm crying and I don't want you to ever let go of me. Please, never let go. I love you so much. I really do. I'm so happy that you finally admitted to me and that I admit it to you. I told you I'm a crybaby. You're amazing. You're amazing. You know that, right? Appreciate that you're patting my back, just trying to calm me down. Thank you. Thank you for existing. Yeah, right. Right. Do you want to ask first? Do you want me to ask? We're both cowards, I know. If you want to, go for it. Will I go out with you? Let me think about. Of course. Of course, yes. I'll be your girlfriend. I would want nothing more in this whole world than to be with you for the rest of my life. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. Was it okay for me to kiss you? I should have probably asked permission. I really apologize. This is the best day of my life.
love you so much. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you to Dallas, Ozeko, and Jason for becoming members on Patreon. Thank you all for watching. This one was really emotional because if you can hear at the end, that was real tears. Back when I was younger, I was very, very sad about the fact that I was alone. I had never had a boyfriend and I thought I was unattractive and no one would ever like me or love me. And I would end up crying to my mom about it every now and again, thinking like, I'm just gonna be alone forever. And as time went by, I got over that fact. I was like, if I am, so be it. I could focus on schoolwork and getting a job and advancing my life to, you know, help myself to where I don't have to lean on anybody else. But for the sake of making this audio, I went back to when I was younger. I went back to that mindset and just how sad I felt. But I put a nice spin to it where I'm talking to a roommate that actually had feelings for me, which was another thing I had experienced. I had a crush on someone for a long time who was my best friend. And to this day, they don't know that I had a crush on them, but it was just a little crush. It ended up dissipating over time. thankfully, he doesn't listen to these audios. So, but then again, he would never know who it is. So anyway, that's the backstory to this audio. That was absolute 100% genuine emotion, legit tears. My crying sounds kind of ugly, doesn't it? But anyway, thank you all for listening. I hope it wasn't too emotional. I hope I didn't make any of you cry. I hope to talk to you again next time, and I love you all. All right, take care. Bye-bye.